Now, here's a question for those of you who are overweight. Should people with lifestyle-related illnesses have their right to free healthcare removed? Philip Lee is a practicing GP and MP. He said that if you want to have donuts for breakfast, that's fine, but there is a cost implication further down the line. We need to match actions to consequences, and at the moment, that does not happen. Dr. Lee is warning that the soaring cost of obesity and other lifestyle diseases will bankrupt the NHS unless people take more responsibility for their own health. What do you think? Would this be fair on those who struggle with their diet and other factors in life? 08459 555 678 or text 81771. Size acceptance campaigner Catherine Strzecki is on the line. Good morning, Catherine. Good morning, Catherine. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can. You're back. We lost you momentarily.
Okay.
And commentator and businesswoman Katie Hopkins is also joining us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
First of all, Catherine, to you, what's your initial reaction when you hear this?
Oh, outrage again that somebody can actually speak about people and also speak for the entire health service. I mean, he's taken upon himself to say that, you know, that he knows what's best for the health service. He knows what, you know, he's taking a position of great power here. And I also think he's been very rude. Not every large person has donuts for breakfast. Not every larger person has a bad lifestyle. People come in different shapes and sizes, as simple as that. And if we have a health service that purports to serve the people and we pay for it, I mean, we pay 11 pence in every pound in our tax out of it. If he wants us to continue paying for it, then he has to better, you know, give us the service that he's offering to us.
But obesity is costing the NHS money, so how do you tackle that?
I don't believe it is. I don't believe it's as high a cost as everybody's saying. I think some of these figures have been manipulated for lots of very strange reasons. But I would like to emphasise there's other things that go on within the health service. For example, there are 18,000 sports injuries every weekend. A lot of them from amateur football and rugby. Do we not treat those people?
Katie Hopkins?
Yes, absolutely, we treat those people. But those people are out there trying to do exercise and trying to make their lives better.
But as a direct result of their own actions, they have been injured.
Yes, sure. As a direct result of their actions, they've been injured. But do you know what? They haven't spent a lifetime overeating their way to diabetes. They haven't spent a lifetime drinking their way into liver issues. They haven't spent a lifetime smoking their way into lung cancer, which then others of us have expected to pay for. And I think we have to say that the NHS can no longer provide free healthcare for all. It can only provide free healthcare if you care. And quite clearly, these people don't.
Catherine.
So everybody with a sports injury doesn't smoke, doesn't eat, you know, fatty foods or whatever, doesn't eat. I mean, that's a huge statement to say that, you know, if you're going out on Sunday morning to play football, you are therefore healthy. That's a huge pronouncement, but it gets us away from the actual point of the issue. The point of the issue is that there are people who are seeking to remove what is, we have considered something at this point, a right to be treated if we are ill. If you're going to remove that, don't remove it by stealth and just say, OK, we're going to just knock the fat people off the list and we're going to knock the smokers off the list. You know, just go about it in a better way. If you want to privatise the health industry, then talk about it in a different way, because this is just being damn rude. As far as I'm concerned, people are not overeating themselves into diabetes. Thin people get diabetes too. And is your other caller aware that one of the main contraindications for diabetes is actually chlorine, which is in our water system? What are you doing about that? If you're not going to improve certain issues around health, then how can you sort of start pointing the finger at people who are suffering from various complications?
I think it's very easy to point the finger. You know, that Bedbridge created the NHS service over 75 years ago, 75 years on, and we're still here providing free healthcare to everybody. And that can no longer be the case. You know what? People need to take accountability for their own health these days. And if you aren't prepared to invest in your own health, then we aren't prepared to invest in you. As a taxpayer, I don't want to pay for people that are obese. I don't want to queue in A&E behind people that don't care about themselves. If you want to eat yourself into those issues, absolutely fine. You crack on, but you're going to pay a premium for doing that. And it's not privatising the health system by stealth. It's privatising their health system by some kind of sensible action that allows people that genuinely invest in their health to kind of profit from it. And I think we've had years and years and years now of healthcare information. People in schools, people, you know, through their lives now, advertising, billboards show us how to live healthier lives. And it's time that we started to take responsibility for our own health as a result.
Thomas is in Belfast. Good morning, Thomas.
How are you doing? I just want to say to Katie there, I've quite a big beer belly on me there, because I like a wee pint of beer at the weekends and stuff. I go to the gym twice a week and I go swimming, right? But I am overweight. But all I want to say to Katie, I work 15 hours a day and I pay national insurance. Yeah. If I want to do a bit of overtime, they take more national insurance off me. And if I work on my, I knock on my palm in every day of the week, and I have done since I was 16 years of age, and if I need hospital treatment, I'm paying for my hospital treatment. You're not paying for it. I'm paying for it out of my national insurance money. So, you should just get on with your own life and never worry about anybody else, as far as I'm concerned.
Katie, that's the point. You know, there's Thomas. He's working hard. He's paying everything he should pay. He's fit. He's playing his football, but he does like a pint, and he is overweight.
And I think we have to recognise here that the problem is really about the fact that the NHS is overburdened, that we cannot consistently provide free healthcare for all. And at some point, we're going to have
to start
trimming
the edges
off that. And people like the gentleman that's just called will be the kind of person that we need to say, look, if you have got a beer belly, if you're overweight, if you're over these certain parameters, then unfortunately, you will have to pay a premium for the healthcare that you will ultimately need because you haven't looked after yourself in the way that you should.
Kitty, the National Health Service isn't free. The National Health Service is paid by for your national insurance, right? I've paid national insurance since I was 16. I'm 45 years of age now. I've never been in hospital yet. So see if you count that up how much I've paid in, what I might need whenever I'm 60 or 70 years of age for maybe a couple of years until I die. I think I put in a hell of a lot more, and it pays for lots of things that I mean, that's what people national insurance, I mean, You're saying about it being free. See, if I do a bit of overtime at the weekend, my national insurance doubles. Well, what's that for?
What about Patrick? What point do you want to make this morning?
Well, Katie, I'd like to say something to you. You can't pick and choose the people who you're going to charge and who you're not going to charge. For if you do that, I would like to make one point to you. I am an organ donor, right? If I will only, when I die, well, donate my organs to people free. But if I pick and choose who I'm going to donate them to, I'm going to say, oh, Katie Taylor or Katie's on there. See, my family says, oh, she'll have to pay £10 million for that. There's come and go. There are lots of people that donate blood free. They don't charge. So turn around and pick on people because they're obese and saying they should be charged, not right.
I think there's probably a danger that we start to mix a number of issues, and clearly organ donation is something that everyone has vast respect for, and personally I think should be a mandatory thing for everybody. But, you know, that just would be my view. I think, though, sticking back to the issue which we're looking at today, which is the idea that if you don't look after yourself, you're going to pay a premium for your health care, I think we have to recognise it doesn't matter if you've worked all your life. It doesn't matter if you've paid your national insurance. It doesn't matter if you've contributed as a taxpayer. It doesn't matter about any of those facts. Ultimately, we cannot go on providing the level of service that we currently provide. And somehow we're going to have to segment that market. And one way of doing that is to say that all the people that haven't invested or responded to the years and years of medical and healthcare information that we've currently had now, if they haven't responded to that, then maybe it's time they did pay a premium, because we cannot afford to keep treating everybody at a free at the point of use system.
Catherine, do you accept that the current system is unsustainable, that we need to do something?
No, I don't accept it at all. I don't think this argument holds water. There's millions of people in this country that are paying for a health service. I want to see some facts and figures before I accept anything that Katie's saying in her statements. I think really what she wants to do is just talk about larger people, talk about obese people and just pillory them. I don't see any real argument there, because otherwise she'd be talking about AIDS patients who perhaps have contracted AIDS. You know, she would be talking about all kinds of different people, but she seems to want to labour the point about the obese being, you know, heading for desperately difficult circumstances with the healthcare. And it's not true. You walk through any hospital you like, any single hospital you like, is not full of fat people. It really isn't. The occasional person you'll see there, 10%, I think, is the average. And, it's a complete fallacy. I think there's a political motivation behind this, and I think that Kate needs to come a bit more clean about her motivation for coming on the radio this morning and making these kind of pronouncements, which are obviously offending many, many people. And I don't think you can count out things like blood donors and organ donors. I don't think you can just simply say we're not talking about that this morning. We are. We're talking about the removal of our right to free healthcare, which has been guaranteed by the government for many years, for generations now. And I think this is a very serious subject. It's been treated far too lightly by your other guest. I'm so sorry. I don't like the way she's speaking to us at all.
Robert's in Belfast. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Good morning, Kay. Listen, you know, I mean, I listened to you several times. I've heard you before, like, you know, and you're one of these people, you're just straight-laced, you're cut, all your neat, lovely shapes and all this kind of thing. You fit your life into all those squares and circles. We are people who have to eat food that we have no control over. The companies make this food, they trick us into eating garbage, which would kill a donkey at any time. And we're made to believe that it's genetically good for us and everything else. We get diabetes, we get all kinds of illnesses from it. So instead of tackling the ordinary people who get sick from this wonderful industry that you think everybody should be doing, you should tackle that. The manufacturers who make the food that make us into this whole nation of sick people.
Some countries have tried to put a tax on foods that are increasing obesity or increasing issues to do with health. But I think that seems to have not worked either. I believe it's Denmark that's done that. That's seen as penalising the less well-off, because those foods tended to be cheaper in the first place. So I'm not sure that what has been called a fat tax, not by me but by others, is really the way that this can work.
Well, then why are you blaming these people who are ill because they eat this junk? Why are you blaming them on it? The government should regulate the whole of the food industry, label it properly so that when you're eating stuff that is not genetically right for you, you shouldn't eat it, like trans fatty acids and hydrogenated food. I mean, you shouldn't be eating those. People who eat hydrogenated foods, you know, my understanding of it is, and I'm not a doctor, is that the end product, if you consume hydrogenated food, it gets converted to ethylene glycol, antifreeze. That's what we eat. That's right. We eat these trans fatty foods and hydrogenated foods. Well, I mean, you're condemning us, and I would fall in that bracket of the low income and have to work on the budget for pennies to buy food. I can't shop in Marks and Spencers and all the rest of it on my pension. You would go up to the Ritz and sit there and eat food. And I mean, the food that you would eat in the Ritz would probably be genetically defective too, and it would look beautiful. So you need to look after every. If you think like that, you need to look after us.